Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like for you to, before I even welcome you, turn off your cell phones or mute them or vibrate them only, please. That would be helpful. And at that time, now I'd like to welcome you to the May 4th meeting of the Savannah Historic Site and Monuments Commission. First item on the agenda would be the...
Not working.
First item on the agenda would be the consideration of the minutes. Do I have a motion on the approval or acceptance of the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the April 6th meeting minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the April 6th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay, nay is opposed, nay. Ayes have them, so ordered. Excuse me. You okay now? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. The next item is the petition of the Georgia Historical Society on Guggenheimer Park Historical Marker. Sarah, would you be so kind as to make the presentation to staff?
Did we do that right?
Yes, we didn't have to vote on the minutes.
We did it verbally.
But that doesn't
matter. Is it up here? Just to vote on?
I'll put it back up.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I
went right past me.
We could have stepped into the 21st century.
Yeah, I prefer not.
Right. I'd like to back into the 19th.
Yeah. Stumbling into the
21st. Okay. All right, now we can vote, ladies and gentlemen. With vote, with A or nay. Have your preferences. Let's vote now.
What do you do?
It's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. Click on something?
No.
It's a bit of a learning curve.
He didn't get it. He didn't get it?
No.
Ah, okay. I was...
You wanted to leave? It's popped up on my screen, so.
No, we're not the only ones.
It's that there.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, this facilitation program that we're into with the computers seems
really
to slow down every darn thing.
Yeah,
right. Okay, let's move on, Sarah.
Nay.
Sorry about that. We'll go back to us.
Good afternoon. This application is for the approval of a marker in Guggenheimer Park. It will be freestanding and will commemorate Mayor Malcolm McLean. And you can see the location here in the park. And this are some more images. There's an aerial view.
Give us those intersecting streets, please.
So that is...
Oh, never mind.
I have it listed in here. So, this is Chatham Parkway here, and this is Beatty Street here, 45th, or 46th right there.
Okay.
It's in the Arsley Park District. Crescent.
That's Chatham Crescent, you said?
I believe it's Chatham Parkway here. It's in the Arsley Park area. Chatham Crescent area. Maybe that, with the houses, it'll be a little more clear. And this is the exact location in the park where they're proposing to have the marker. In terms of standards, the following standards apply. In terms of themes, these will include civic and institutional, social and humanitarian, industry, and commerce, as well as military history. All these standards are met. There is a standard reading that commemorated person should have enduring historical significance and been dead at least 25 years. Living person should not be commemorated. Staff feels that the intent of this standard is met. Will McLean has only been dead since 2001. His period of significance for the marker is his time as the mayor. This took place from 1960 to 1966, which was over 50 years ago. In terms of sites, all of those standards are met. Staff has spoken to both traffic engineering and park and tree, and traffic engineering is comfortable with the location. In terms of the site in relation to the theme, this standard is met. The marker is located near Mayor McLean's residence on 45th Street. There's no tree lawn in front of this home, however, so the applicant felt the park was a more appropriate location. In terms of design, as you can see here, is the typical Georgia Historical Society design, so all of the design standards are met. In terms of text, I won't read it all to you, but here's the text proposed to be on the marker. It does meet the standards, though staff is recommending a small change just for clarification purposes, and I'll show you that on here.
Can you go back through the text for me?
Sure. You can read it if you would like.
All right, go ahead.
So in terms of just right here where it's highlighted, there's a comma there. We're just recommending a few changes of the period just to make it more clear. In terms of funding standards, all of these are met as well. The applicant is requesting the escrow payment be waived because they will be responsible for the upkeep. So staff is recommending approval to City Council with the condition that Park and Tree approves the location because otherwise it meets the standards and is visually compatible. And staff did hear from Park and Tree recently that they were comfortable with this location as well, so it should not be a problem. And I can answer any questions you may have.
Is there a where it's located, is there like a sidewalk or brick walk behind it? I couldn't tell from that little.
It didn't look like it.
I don't believe so. They would be able to take a picture, but the aerial doesn't show anything in the picture.
No, the aerial doesn't show anything. If you go back to that back.
Is this what you mean?
I mean, is there. So there's no pedestrian way to view the sign?
No.
Correct?
There's not a sidewalk, no. So unless someone was walking in the street, it would be.
I mean, we can ask the petitioner these questions. So, anybody have any questions of the staff? All right. So, the city and Park and Tree have all signed off on it.
Yes.
Okay. Who is speaking on behalf of the Joe flip a coin, and who were the loser gets to come up?
Good afternoon. I'm Elise Butler with the Georgia Historical Society. And you're correct, there are no sidewalks in this immediate area, but that location was chosen because it is the least obtrusive to the park itself. Trying to keep the green space an actual green space, the speed limits are low. It is a residential area, so there is opportunity to read the historical marker, even though there is no sidewalk present.
So, I mean, it's an obvious we're going to put up a marker, but nobody necessarily will be able to read it or stand by and see it. Unless you're driving in a car and you want to stop the car.
Right. There is pedestrian traffic in the area as it is a residential neighborhood. It is a outdoor park, so you do have people riding their bikes around. However, you are correct, there is no sidewalk access, so people cannot directly view it from a sidewalk.
Can I ask? I have the same question. I mean, is this in the middle of an intersection where people would stop, or because it's like a one-way sign? But
so 45th comes in straight at that angle. So at the stop sign at 45th, you would be able to read it.
But that wouldn't for me make it. I mean, I guess if the traffic people signed off, they signed off. But it seems like it would be a little bit of an obstruction if
people were standing in the middle of the street reading the sign.
Hi, Doctor.
Maybe a sickler.
I assume the verbiage is on one side, right?
I'm sorry?
The signage is on one side of the sign, right?
It's double-sided.
Oh, it's double-sided.
Yes, sir.
They're all double-sided, I think, always.
Well,
they have a wall. Well, that's all the problem, I would think.
I guess it doesn't bother anybody else, it doesn't matter, but it just seems to me, he's a wonderful man and did tremendous, a lot for Savannah. My God, I mean, he's one of the, hush puppy men in Savannah. He and there was a whole generation of people like that, and he just did marvelous things for us. And gee, I just wish that he could just walk up and read it.
Right, and unfortunately, as Sarah mentioned, there's not a tree lawn near the house, his actual residence. So if we were to put this historical marker at their house, it would be at a private residence where people were going into a private home to read it. So this was the best location that we could come up with as close to the subject that was still accessible.
Does anybody else have questions of the petitioner? Well, we'll wait now. Remaining board member, so she catch your breath and maybe have a question or two. The verbiage, everything is copacetic. I mean, whoever's reviewed that and they're happy with it, and we have no.
Just mention your revision.
Nice question. Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Of maybe of staff, even. Is there a precedent for this sign, like historical markers in RT Park that commemorate that are placed near a house as opposed to on the house or in the tree line? I don't think I've ever seen a historical marker in RT, as far as I can recall.
I can't think of one. No, this would be the first.
I think there's markers in squares that are facing the street with no sidewalk adjacent to them, and parking spaces next to those markers, and people nonetheless accessing and walking around those squares where cars are driving
with a lot more
traffic. Yeah.
Just the names of the squares, the signs with the names of the squares. I'm not aware of any markers in RC Park.
But there are precedents of markers with no sidewalks immediately in front of them in green spaces. Yeah.
Where?
Well, that's not what I asked.
In green spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You're not Elise.
Stan Deaton. I'm Elise's colleague. I'm a senior historian at Georgia Historical Society. There, we put a marker up for Savannah High School on Washington Avenue. That's the only other marker that we're aware of in Argent Park. And I should tell you that we have done a lot of thinking about where markers should go from Malcolm McLean. There are some people who wanted us to look into putting this in City Hall because that's where he served, which we didn't think would be a good idea to even ask you. Others wanted to talk about putting it at Hunter McLean, but he never actually practiced law there. And so there were other, he was instrumental in bringing Gulfstream and Memorial Hospital, but both of those seemed like this just seemed like the best place. In terms of sidewalks, if you know where Guckenheimer is, it's a very sort of, it's a small park that the sidewalks sort of feed up to it. Right where the marker is, you're absolutely correct. There is not a sidewalk right there. We chose that rather than putting it behind that shrubbery where people are actually in the park, because we didn't want it to be an obstruction in the park in any way, sightline or otherwise. And on either side, east or west side of the park, there are these little gardens, and we felt like that it would be a good place. And you're absolutely right, it doesn't really provide a place for people to, other than crossing the street, which people have to do to get into that park anyway, or park their car around it, and then still cross. There's no way to stand right in front of it and see it, but I think you can probably even read it from the sidewalk that's closest to this, from where this is taken, but there's not one right there. But we, obviously Mayor McLean did an awful lot for this city, and we feel like his contributions should be marked. We have had a difficult time coming up with the perfect place for this marker. That's no secret at all.
is there's no park, there are no parking spaces per se along that street. It's just an open.
I think that's right. I don't think there's any designated parking right there. You know, obviously on 40, I think that's 45th Street, people just on street parking.
Right.
And around the park. A lot of people, most people walk to that park. You often don't even see a lot of cars parked around it. The way you might say a whole park at 55th Street, where there's it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
This one is so small right there.
I've never seen any cars parked there.
Yeah, right.
Or at any of the parks in Chattergrass and Arsley Park. Really? I mean, the circle parks, anyway.
Except Hall right. Park. Hall
yeah.
Park.
Well, Hall, yeah, but that's Hall not really Arsley Park. Yeah. Park. Yeah.
Street talked that wide, anyway, so I mean.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, there may be precedent for having signs where there's no sidewalks, but I know since I've been here, I don't recall approving any, but I mean, I just think that we need to be appropriate about the access to the sign. Mm-hmm. It's no good to do a sign if nobody can see it. But I understand the challenge. And I think this is probably a better place, knowing him, than we'd be putting it on some building downtown. So.
And his widow still lives, I think, right down the street from where this marker is. That obviously will not always be the case. We want this marker to be permanent. And so that's, you know, there will come a time, if we had put it right in front of the house, where somebody would be living there who had no relationship with Malcolm McLean. So,
and I think that's a hard thing to do,
yeah.
Put it in somebody's house, I mean, even if it's them. So. Okay, does anybody else have any questions of the petitioner? Okay, is anyone here in the audience who is here who would like to speak to this petition? Yes, please identify yourself.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the chance to speak to you. My name is Nick Palumbo. I'm the president of the Ardsley Park and Chatham Crescent Neighborhood Association.
Thank you, Nick.
Well, thank you for this. We are, I know, speaking on behalf of the Neighborhood Association, we are honored to be selected as a location. Unfortunately, due to the timing requirements of the notification system, we didn't find out about this application until late in April. Our Neighborhood Association meetings are the second Wednesday of each month. And I'd just like to ask you to continue it to the next meeting date so we have an opportunity to take this in front of the rest of our board and the rest of our Neighborhood Association members and to give them a chance to look at it and buy into it. And I talked to the petitioner beforehand, and he's amenable to this. Our neighborhood is extraordinarily mindful of any changes, signage or otherwise. So I know that in order to get their buy-in moving forward, I think that would be the best decision. There may be some confusion in this exact location just due to its proximity to both the one-way sign and the Guggenheimer Park sign, which will be right in front of it. So I don't know if there's maybe a more appropriate place, perhaps within the park. But the initial reaction that I've gotten to some of the neighbors in the area and the rest of our board members is we do have a little bit of apprehension about the placement of the sign in one of our parks due to its setting a precedent. Because they were rattling off so many other people that they thought, while honoring Mayor McLean, that they would like to honor as well. And they wondered where their signs were.
Nick, this is like, I feel like I'm living a dream here. I mean, really? Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We're our neighbors.
I mean, really? So we should put this off because the Neighborhood Association hasn't gotten together to agree on it. I mean, I may be the only person that feels this way, so you know, I don't mind giving you my opinion. Mm-hmm. I just think that's asking a whole lot. And I'm not sure that we've got the Neighborhood Association's approval for every sign we've ever approved.
I understand that, and it may be out of the ordinary, but I know that speaking as quickly as I could from getting the notification, speaking to our board members and the neighbors that are in the area, they just like a little bit of time to mill it over, so maybe continuing it to the next meeting. And I know the petitioner was open to this as well, because we would like to have something to celebrate. But I know that any other changes that have come to our neighborhood without getting their buy-in, and if it could take anybody by surprise, it may not go over too well. So I think just a little time is not so much.
We missed their meeting. What he's asking for is just a chance to present it to the meeting. I find that reasonable.
That is to the extent that their opinion means anything.
Well, may I ask a question?
Nick, go ahead, Nick.
Does the Neighborhood Association understand that we don't determine who these plaques on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's their, it's the placement, and there was some concern that this was paid for. I know that half of it has to be paid for by another entity, and that it was paid for by a private entity instead of a public one. That was a cause of some rub there, but I...
Why?
You got me.
I think I remember something about the Crescent. I think I remember something about plaques on those monuments that we had. Just meeting after meeting after meeting about how high they were, how wide they were, how far off the ground they were.
Could I ask a quick question?
Anyway, hold on a second. Nick, are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a quick question. I'm amenable to that as well. My question is, do you have a sense that this is just to give them an opportunity to buy in, or is this going to become a big to-do over, like, who it is, who paid for it, where it is, and it's going to end up being this long, drawn-out process?
I think that it's just that people want to be mindful about what's going on in our neighborhood.
I think that's fair.
And, you know, if there are going to be changes, they just want to feel like they're part of it.
I would also add that, if the neighborhood association has constructive comments on alternative placements or ways to go forward, I think I would be amenable to that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah, my recommendation, depending on what everybody decides here, but if, in fact, it's going to be a delay, we're not going to wait till the next meeting to hear what your suggestions might be. We're going to expect those recommendations, or whenever your meeting is, I want you to get the staff immediately, and mm-hmm. so they can go ahead and start, you know, deliberating with the petitioner and try to come to this next meeting with a definite recommendation, okay? Yep. Awareness of what y'all want, recommendation, so we don't come here, then y'all, and we start having 10 people stand up and have 10 different ideas, and then we're delayed another month. I think that's an unreasonable thing. No petitioner should have to be wait unreasonably,
yeah.
Okay? And so they've been in this business a long time, so if they don't mind, that's cool with them, mm-hmm. then there really shouldn't be any reason for us to object other than the fact that I'm a jerk and I like to say what's on my mind. And so I think it's unreasonable, myself, what you're asking. But if the board wants to approve it, let's knock ourselves out. So, here's what we have in favor. If somebody wants to make a motion to defer this, to continue this for 1 month, that would be the preferable step to take and not take an action on the petition itself.
Mr. Chairman, we'll just delay the vote until we hear if anybody else has an opinion before we do that.
Or is anybody else here to speak on the petition? Well, he was the only one to raise his hand, that's why. Okay. Okay. All right, we have a petition before us. We have a recommendation to staff. We have a request of a neighborhood association that we postpone consideration of the staff recommendation for a meeting. And so, before we entertain a motion.
Do we have a motion to table something?
No.
Yeah, you can. You can have a motion to postpone for one meeting, to the next meeting.
Okay.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, so do we need a motion for
yeah.
a table? Okay. I'll make a motion that we table the discussion until the next meeting.
Or continue, whatever's the appropriate language. If it's a continuation or delay or whatever we say, it's going to be appropriate.
I'll second.
Okay. So that's second to the motion. Okay, so the motion is to postpone for a month.
Actions, no action back to it.
Are we still voting?
Is there a discussion on this?
Sorry.
Yeah, we can discuss it. Yeah, we can discuss it more, or we can go to your voting.
I would just like to say before we vote that I agree that this borders on the inconvenience, but I think it's the better part of valor to give them an extension.
That's what we're going to vote for. Yes, petitioner?
If the petitioner doesn't vote.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Elise again.
I just assumed that you would have, okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to have a question. If we do postpone it, which we are amenable to, is there any other concerns or considerations that we should keep in mind during this period of time?
Right. When is your meeting?
Wednesday, May 10th.
Wednesday, May the 10th.
6 p.m.
They're going to have their meeting, and what we've we expect from them is to communicate with staff as to what was the end of that. I would suggest that you just have a meeting with the appropriate person from the association, from the petitioner and staff. Y'all sit down and try to come up with a definitive recommendation. And, you know, the staff may not recommend anything that comes out of that meeting, or may recommend all of it. So the quicker y'all can get together and resolve these things, the better it would be, okay? So, but no, we don't expect you to come here and get surprised with 15 different suggestions, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay, is anything else, any other questions? All right.
Am I still on the board?
Voting, no.
Did you vote again?
I don't think I'm on the board anymore.
Oh, we have to vote like this?
You're not getting that voting?
Yeah, I already voted under that. Well,
so now. I think it's a personal matter.
I know.
Is it not working?
No,
it's not. I mean, it would be flashing.
Hit like this?
I think I voted.
No. Close. I did that, and that's not going to pull up a vote.
It's just, it should just
come up. Is this somehow an improvement over a formal vote? Are we supposed to keep our votes?
It's just,
I think they voted now.
It'll show us when it's finally.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay.
I hope we're not the only group.
Now I vote, right?
I mean, it's so simple to just say,
the other board's been using the system longer, so
then you go
they're more
used to
it.
Okay.
Refreshing. We have a 2-month hike.
Dr. Henry, have you voted? Well, there's just not that many.
Did you vote, Dr. Henry?
I thought I did.
So we've just sort of delayed it.
How do you want to vote? Where is
it? Delayed development.
But, I punch. I put the dot on the green rectangle.
Okay, so we've got
Tom, how do you want to vote?
5-1. Okay.
Then?
I think
this is not the case here.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
Eli, hey.
Okay. Folks, y'all have been patiently waiting here. Is there anything we can do for you? Is y'all just want to see this happening? Or okay, that's fine. And you all worked on a merit badge, young man?
Yes, sir.
Step up to the microphone. Tell us what your name is.
You didn't know you're going to have to do that.
Well, you've got to earn it, I guess.
What is your name, sir?
Will Jones.
And what merit badge are you working on?
Communications.
Communication.
You came to the wrong place.
You came
to the
wrong place. Can I see the write-up of this meeting before you submit it to the public? I want
to. You can say
that. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for coming. Do you have any suggestions on how we can communicate better?
Yeah, I guess.
Learn how to use
the electronic
voting machine.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for attending.
Now I know. Let me tell you up front. Okay, is there anything else on this matter? Do we have any other commission items? Guys, I just wish that we had a little better photos and stuff so we make better with me. Like an aerial map of the park would have been useful to see where it is in association, but any other sidewalks, streets, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the more information we get, the better it is, I think. So, okay, the next meeting will be on June 1st, and this meeting is hereby adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Sorry I was late.
Well, look, I got